With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
This Lent, we follow Jesus as he faces evil in the hours before his death. What is evil? Who is doing evil against Jesus during Passion Week? What are ways in which we are complicit in evil? Do we take evil seriously? As we experience evil in our own lives, discover how Jesus stands in the face of evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, who delivers us from all evil. Lord, you experienced evil by your death on the cross. Death is the great foe we all face. Yet you overcame the power of death by your resurrection. So fill us with this power that even now our lives may be filled with genuine hope. Hold us now and until our life's end. We cling to you, our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus. Amen. Almighty God, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading today is from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 1 through 13. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad, and they agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into his house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says you, where there is the guest room, where may I eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you to a large upper room, furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it, just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover.
Lord Jesus, today I pray for the church. Lord, this church is not a place, it's a people, living and active. You are the head, and we are living parts of your body. So today, Lord, I pray for your church. Lord, I pray for my local congregation, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I pray for Christians across my community and city. Lord, I pray for my denomination, my church body. Lord, I pray repentance where we have, as your people, have failed or been in error. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, I pray for the mission that you have given to us, your people, that all nations would know you. Help us to be faithful to that mission. Lord, I pray for your church where she is persecuted for your name. Lord, I pray for church plants and mission frontiers where the church is on the edge, pushing into new territory. Lord, I pray for workers in the harvest, for pastors, teachers, evangelists, servants. Lord, I pray for the everyday, ordinary Christian, for those to serve and witness as the priesthood of all believers, every part of the body valuable to you. Lord, especially I pray for the small and the overlooked, the undervalued parts of the body of Christ. Lord Jesus, hold us all together. You are the head. Show us your way. Be our truth and give us life. In Jesus' name, amen.